This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Let's go to Michael in Stony Brook. What's going on, Michael?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Yeah, you kind of made my point right before the break that what does this tell you about what the Giants think of the quarterbacks coming out? And now they're in such a bad spot with the Penn State, Abdul Carter, would potentially having a bad wheel. You know, where do they go in the draft? And in terms of trade compensation for Stafford, how is it not at least equal to what the Jets gave up for Rodgers, which was two number two picks?
Yeah, I think it'll probably be maybe a little bit more than that. But remember, there was a difference here because the Giants are giving Matthew Stafford a contract extension.
And so, they're giving him more money. The Aaron Rodgers situation, he took less money.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different. So as far as compensation goes, Michael, I think that because of the contract extension, it wouldn't be more now that I think about it that way.
And so, I will say this, if Cooper Kupp is out there and you were the Giants, and I'm not saying that you want to try to recreate what the Jets did with Aaron Rodgers, that would be ridiculous, but a Cooper Kupp signing for the Giants would be, I think, a boon, assuming he's healthy and it's a reasonable contract, and reuniting him with Matthew Stafford gives him a little bit of a comfort zone.
Yeah.
But also knowing that, you know, Malik Nabers is going to be your number one guy.
Sure. I mean, this would be more like the Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams thing as opposed to the Aaron Rodgers, Alan Lazard, or Randall Cobb thing. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's got something left in the tank and someone that has a ton of positive history
hurt.
With.
It's hurt. That's all. That's the problem. Well, you get older, you'd hurt. But I still think, again, highly motivated for sure. And I would imagine that the Raiders would be looking at the same kind of, you know, connection, you know, bringing Cooper Kupp with him somehow.
Let's go to Lawrence in Oklahoma City. What's going on, Lawrence?
Listen, I understand the premise of bringing behind Matthew Stafford to make the Giants a better team immediately. But to spend $80, $90 million on a quarterback, when unless he's going to pop up and get us some interceptions and some fumbles too, you can't spend that much money on a guy who's only going to win you 7 games. But look at our schedule next year. What are we seriously going to do with Matthew? What are we going to win? If it's about stabilizing, go bring in Russell Wilson and spend half the money. It's not ridiculous. $80, $90 million on Stafford. What are we thinking? We have so many holes. So many holes.
But Lawrence, I'll say, Lawrence, I wouldn't get all worked up. I think it's a moot point. I think if Matthew Stafford has his choice of going to the Raiders or the Giants, assuming that both of those teams come up with what the Rams would want in a trade, I think he would pick the Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, and I just think
that's right,
that
it's a moot point. Like you said, if the Giants were either going another year and more money, or the Giants were the only team willing to do this, then I would say he'd be a Giant. But I think that the Raiders offer a much better situation for him with a coach who has a proven track record, has won Super Bowls.
Yeah. And here to answer the question, and he's talking about it from like a Giant fan perspective and the future and all of these things. unfortunately, the regime now that has been put on notice by the owner at the end of the season sees it a different way. So put yourself in Joe Shane and Brian Daboll's shoes. Okay, I look at these two quarterbacks. I don't think either one of them are going to be any good. Is there anybody that's out there that's available that could come in and make a major impact and maybe take us to the playoffs and have a winning record? It's not Russell Wilson. It's not Kirk Cousins. It's not Aaron Rodgers. It's not Jimmy Garoppolo. It's not Gardner Minshew, on and on and on. Well, Matthew Stafford's available. Let's get that guy. Then all of a sudden, we go from a 3-4 win team to maybe a 9-win team, 8 or 9 win team in 1 year. We get to keep our job and we're legitimate again, and we look like we know what we're doing. I mean, that's what this is going to be about more than anything.
All right, so you got, supposedly, according to Diana Russini, you have these two teams that have made the contract offers that he would be happy with. I think people in the NFL are going like, hey, Sean McVay, what the hell are you guys doing? Why aren't you keeping them?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Why are you willing to separate yourself from a guy that two other teams out there are so desperate for a presence at quarterback are willing to spend $100 million on it?
It's a really good question I can't answer. I don't know.
And by the way, they went and traded for him, mm-hmm. and they gave him a new contract that was concurrent with everybody else when he signed it.
And it worked because they won the Super Bowl.
And they also went to the playoffs this past year. And it just goes to show you just how impressive the quarterback is. Like, why would you even get to this point unless there is something else that we don't know about that they have just enough of already?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we have talked about the Kelly Stafford angle of it, and maybe that's a distraction to them. I mean, it seems odd that would be the reason why they wouldn't want to have him back. But it also, not the entirety of the season, but at the end of the season, the Rams were the second most impressive NFC team by the end. Not the whole season.
That's the other part of this.
It's like, if I'm any part of that organization, I'm like, we got to bring this thing back. We got to run this thing back. Tweak here, tweak there, and we could be right there in the NFC Championship.
They had a really good young defense last year, and their offensive line is a little shaky, but, you know, I mean, they too could be looking at a reset as well. Especially with the salary cap going up as high as it's going, and an extra $24 million goes a long way these days.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's one of the reasons why the Giants are willing to go to this number, if in fact those stories are accurate. And I don't never question Diana Russini's reporting. I think she's really buttoned up, and I think she's talking to the right people.
Let's go to Steve in Spring Lake. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. What's up?
I have a question. If we spend all this money on Stafford, what other improvements do we need to make so he's not running for his life like basically every other quarterback we've had?
Well,
I don't think he
will not be running for his life because he's a 37-year-old quarterback, knows how to operate in the pocket. And by the way, you know, the Giants spent a lot of money on offensive linemen last year. Unfortunately, Andrew Thomas got hurt, and that was a big problem for the Giants, and they had to rely on Evan Neal in certain situations. And as we have gone over 1,000 different ways, that was not, unfortunately, has not turned out well for the Giants. But they spend money. They do have some quality offensive linemen on their team.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean that they can't do something this offseason again to try to reinforce that.
And also, if you're going to get Stafford, you could also use that number 3 overall pick on the best offensive lineman in the draft, the LSU tackle. You could, if you like them. Also, if Jermaine Illuminor has had enough of people talking about how bad the Giants' offensive line is, and he was fighting back with somebody saying, if you look before Andrew Thomas got hurt, you know, we were a good offensive line. So
yeah, I mean, like, you're playing with backup quarterbacks, you're playing with, you know, a lack of a running. There's a lot of reasons why the Giants' offense was not that good. Quarterback being the number one problem, and the offensive line, I thought, if they have a veteran back there that knows how to handle an offense, you know, they'll be better. That's just the way it is. If you have a guy that's back there that's running around and is not really sure about what he's doing, then all of a sudden, you know, the guys that are blocking for him or the guys that are running the routes, they don't have all the confidence that they need in that guy in order to think that they can win a game.
Trey in Morristown. What's up, Trey?
Good morning. How we doing?
All right, Trey, what's happening?
Not much. So I don't know if you remember, but towards the end of the year, that stat came out last year where the Giants were on the wrong side of close games. If they were to get Stafford, Kupp, and Booms, like you said, Andrew Thomas gets healthy, I think this team might actually be a pretty solid team that everyone would like watching. I don't think there should be much negativity about the move. Thanks.
Yeah, you know, and I like it too, Trey. And you got to remember where they're coming from. I mean, this is a team that has been so bad. I mean, even that playoff year where they went and beat Minnesota is so distant in the memories because of what happened with Saquon and what happened with Daniel Jones. I mean, nobody even thinks about that as a positive. The team 2 years after that has been awful.
Do you know how many points they averaged this year in a game?
16.3.
You're right there. You're right. That's good on your part.
Oh, thank you. I only watched every single quarter of that horse crap.
Yeah, and by the way, only one team scored less than they did on an average per game basis. And that would be the Cleveland Browns.
Oof.
That's how bad their offense was.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and what a quarterback is, what his job is to ignite the offense and score points.
And that's why they're trying hard to get Stafford. Unfortunately, there's another team in there there's two other teams. If the Rams pony up, there's two other teams that he's going to prefer to play for.
I don't get the whole Rams thing. I really don't. I you know, they knew they had a potential out with him. It's here now, and I don't understand why they even let it get to this point.
Yeah, this has to be a boomer ear to the ground situation. You gotta poke a little bit around, see what's going on over there, because it doesn't make any sense.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.